Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Welcome to Hope for Today. We are so glad that you joined us. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 22 other major languages. And why do we teach from the Bible? Because the Bible is the only source of lasting hope. It is God's Word. You know, as well as I do, that we can't rely on the words of men, because men change. Think of all the unkept promises people make. But God is unchanging. He keeps His promises. The psalmist David said in Psalm 119:89, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." You and I can depend on God's word. Because God's word is unchanging and reliable, we share this teaching with many people around the world. And we receive many testimonies of lives that have been transformed by the power of the gospel. If this program touches your heart and life, we'd love to hear from you. Stay tuned, and I'll give you our contact information at the end of this program. Now here is Pastor J. Mark with today's teaching.
I have observed that the longing for peace is expressed today in many ways. It seems strange to me that some people act as though the only way to get to peace is to fight. Does that not seem to you to be a contradiction? It does to me. The prophet Isaiah, 700 years before Christ, wrote these words, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." That's Isaiah 26:3. In another place in the same prophecy, he called Jesus the Prince of Peace. He said that a son would be given, a child would be born, and one of his names would be the Prince of Peace. Because there has been very little peace since Jesus was born in Bethlehem, some people do not think he was or is really the Prince of Peace. But he is. Today's meditation is about true peace and the way Jesus spoke about it. Many in our world are searching for peace, peace between nations, and that is a worthy goal, a worthy objective. I hope they will be able to establish peace, but I doubt it. But even more important than peace between nations is the peace in your own heart. Could it be that that inner peace must come first before outer peace can be attained? Well, I know this one thing for sure. If you have inner peace, if you have peace in your heart, at least your problem personally is solved, and I'm sure that is what you want. So let's see what Jesus had to say about true peace by going to John chapter 14, and verses 27 to 31. Listen as I read. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said, I go unto the Father, because my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass, you might believe. After this, I will not talk much with you, for the Prince of the world comes, and has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, and let us go hence." From these words of Jesus, I aim to set forth those certain elements that are found in true peace. My friend, there is so much in the world today that is not really true peace. But Jesus spoke about true peace, and I want to show you what those elements are so that you can find true peace personally. Jesus spoke about one element of peace as being the special type. His peace is a special type of peace. That reminds us that there's more than one kind of peace. There is the world peace, and Jesus spoke about that. But it's temporary. It's here today and gone tomorrow. It doesn't last. But Jesus' peace, true peace, it lasts. It is secure. And the peace of Jesus is also a gift. He said he was going to give us his peace. That means, to me, there is no point in struggling for it. There's no point in working so hard for it because his peace is a special type that he gives as a gift. And he also said it is inner peace. Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You see, inner peace isn't affected so much by what happens on the outside because it's in the heart, right there where all of the thinking processes are. Peace of the heart that the world knows nothing about, nothing at all. Now I know, my friend, that you are craving that inner peace if you don't have it. And maybe you don't know where to find it or how to get it. I say, just open your heart and receive it. Jesus wants to give it to you as a gift. It is the type of peace that he alone can give. It's the kind of peace that is secure. It lasts. It doesn't pass away like the world peace does. And Jesus said he is going to give it. So you have to receive it because it's a special type of peace. You can't earn it. And then Jesus spoke about another element of his true peace, the special time. The peace he spoke about depended upon his departure. He said to his disciples, "I am going away." What did he mean by that? He meant that he was going to die on the cross. He was not going to be with them anymore like he had been for those 3.5 years of his earthly ministry. By his departure, he meant the death on the cross and more. He was also referring to his return to the Father in heaven, when he would leave earth for his heavenly glory. That time was very important because he said to them, "And now I have told you what is going to happen before it comes to pass, so that when it comes to pass, or when it happens, you will believe." For us, this is now reality. We are looking back on the crucifixion. We know that Jesus did rise from the dead, and that he ascended to glory. So the time for us to receive the peace is right now. But in our text, he was talking to the disciples, and it was a special time to which he was referring. It had to do with his suffering, death, resurrection, and return to God. He said he was going to the Father, and they should really rejoice over that because the Father was greater than he. This special time has come. So now, my friend, you and I can receive that true peace, the kind of peace that Jesus spoke about, because the time has come for us. And then Jesus spoke about another element of peace, which is also very important. I call it the special tension. He said, "The prince of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me." The prince of this world, Jesus said, had nothing in him. Here's an important truth. There are two princes, the prince of this world and the prince of both worlds. Jesus certainly stands over the prince of this world. He is much, much more than the prince of this world. With Jesus, the prince of this world has no common ground. Maybe you're wondering who this prince of the world is. It's the devil. It's Satan. Jesus and Satan have no agreement. Jesus emphasized that he had come for a particular purpose. What he was doing was to show the world God's love, that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do, were the words of Jesus. I see immediately here the tension between the prince of this world, Satan, and Jesus. They have no agreement. They agree on nothing. But Jesus and the Father do agree. Peace only comes to us through Jesus. Peace does not come by the prince of this world. Remember that, my friend. Only Jesus can give you true peace. These certain elements of true peace call on you and me to put our faith in Jesus because his peace is a special type. It has a special time, and it creates a special tension. To receive true peace, then, we must believe in Jesus. That is my word to you today, my friend. To get true peace in your heart, you must believe in faith that Jesus is the only salvation, and then you can receive the gift of true peace from him.
Thank you, J. Mark, for this teaching on peace. We thank God for this peace through Jesus.
I think you would agree we are living in a time when our peace is being tested. The things we have experienced the last few years have tested all of us. Has your peace endured? Or is your heart troubled and afraid? Listen, if your heart is troubled or afraid, now is a great time to experience the peace Jesus offers. It is very worthwhile. You will not regret it. But how is this possible when the world is coming apart and new bad things seem to happen each day? How can we experience peace? That's a great question. I don't know if you have ever seen the painting of a dove nesting between two rocks during a storm. The dove is protected by the rocks as the storm rages all around. This picture gives us a good idea of the peace Jesus gives to his people. His peace is very different from the world's. In this example, the world would attempt to stop the storm and establish a calm environment. Sometimes this works. The world may bring peace. However, it is always temporary. The world has yet to establish lasting peace. As we just heard, the peace Jesus offers is unlike peace from the world. While things around us are unsettled and shaking, we can be at peace. We trust him. We don't claim to know what will happen, and we don't know if things will get better. But we know he knows, and we know Jesus is in control. So we choose to trust him. We don't know everything, but we know enough. We understand there are going to be more difficult things coming on this earth, and it might involve us. If it does, we know Jesus, and we know he will be with us. We are looking for the kingdom of Jesus to come to this earth. And when it does, there will be lasting peace. So think of it this way. We're just getting a head start on kingdom living. We anticipate his kingdom and have started to live for him now. Even though many choose to fight and establish peace their way, we put our faith in him and believe what he has said will happen. Until his kingdom is here, we will do what we can to share his peace and help others experience that peace. Thank you so much for joining us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.
Was this teaching helpful? If you'd like a copy, either in print or a digital file, just contact us and ask for it by title, or log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org. The quickest way for you to connect with us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or a digital file of this teaching. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can request our Bible study guide, Hope Herald. It follows these radio programs and will help you learn more about what we're studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of the Hope Herald today. Here's the contact information one more time. Our email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching. It's available in print or a digital file, and you can also request a free copy of our newest publication, The Hope Herald. I urge you to tune in next week as Pastor J. Mark continues our study from John's Gospel. You won't want to miss it. And until then, keep looking to Jesus. He's our hope for today and for every day.